Hey, Odie, guess who's going to the vet today?
Poor Odie. I had an uncle once who went to the vet. While he was there, they removed his brain and replaced it with the brain of a chicken.
Huh?
He spent the rest of his life breaking into grocery stores so he could sit on the eggs.
Okay, Garfield, we're taking you to the vet.
Me?
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down.
Help you swallow your pride when something inside's got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip.
When you've got the world on your shoulders,
friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them. They're even there when you want.
For a walk in the park, for a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care,
but friends will care for you.
Garfield and Friends is taped in front of an animated studio audience. I wish this occupant guy would stop having all his mail sent here.
He did it again. Again. That cat. I can't take it anymore. Mr. Letterman.
Sir.
All right, Herman. You're a disgrace to your uniform. A real mailman doesn't allow a cat to stay him from his appointed rounds.
But, sir, this is Garfield.
Your Aunt Elsie got new glasses. You have a dentist appointment.
A mailman has to go through blizzards and lightning and hurricanes to deliver the mail.
Yes, sir, I've done all that. But this is Garfield.
I'm sorry, Herman. You're through. Drummer?
You can't do this. He's a great mailman.
I'm sorry. There's no room for someone who's afraid of a cat in today's mail corps.
You've really done it. Because of you, he got fired. But I don't suppose that bothers you any.
Oh, nice. A ham sandwich with a side of guilt.
Aren't you the least bit sorry for what you've done?
Yes. I should have gotten pastrami. Boy, you'd think it was my fault our mailman got himself fired.
All my life, all I ever wanted to be was a mailman. Just to bring the mail and have people say, "Oh, Mr. Mailman, boy, are we glad to see you." But now it's over. My career, my dream.
What a sad way to end a cartoon.
We have to help Lanolin plant her new garden, Wade. If we don't...
Wait a minute. My cartoon isn't over yet. Come back. You didn't think I was really going to let him stay fired, did you? Okay, now, where were we? Oh, yeah. I have to do something to get the mailman his job back.
Wait a minute. What is the meaning of this? Why are there two windows open, Schmidlap?
Well, there were a lot of people waiting in line, Mr. Letterman.
That's the whole point, Schmidlap. This is the post office.
Uh-huh.
We're supposed to keep people waiting.
I'm sorry.
Now get in the back and smash some of those packages marked fragile.
first class, express mail, and metered mail goes in there, and third class in there, another first class, and...
I always figured that's how those slots worked.
Attention all postal workers! Your attention, people! I need a mail carrier to take over a delivery route. Good, thank you. Now, there's this cat on the route named Garfield. All right, I'll show you all. I'll deliver the mail myself there tomorrow.
And I'm sure he'll have no trouble whatsoever. Right. Let's see, that one? Nah, too nice. That one? Nope, that's a felony. That one? I'll just give him the works. A little traveling music, if you please.
Find someone else to take over this mail route. Herman! Hi, Herman. please, Herman. You've got to take your old job back. Oh, please. You're the only one who can handle that stupid cat.
Well, sure.
So that's my good deed for the century. I better go get ready for Herman's return tomorrow. I wonder if the mail's here yet. Oh, pour moi?
It's nice to be back, I think.
Tank, Bo! You're in!
Oh, thanks, dude.
You don't understand, Bo. Now you're supposed to run and tag someone.
Oh, I get it.
Tag, you're it, man.
Okay. You got the point of the game down. Now let's work on timing.
Hi, just grabbing some lunch. Oh, you brought yours. Great, have a seat. I hope you don't have any peanuts there. We had quite an adventure the other day about peanuts. Want to hear about it? Well, we had just finished harvesting the peanut crop. This is the last of them, Wade.
Any chance of a free sample?
Your very own bag of peanuts, Wade.
Orson... You are a gentleman and a pig.
Thank you.
Delicioso.
Quick, Wyatt Earp! The James boys are robbing the stagecoach!
Robbing the hoy?
The James boys! I'll try to head them off the pass. You go get the posse. Let me have the peanuts.
Right, I'll get the posse. You get the peanuts. And I'll get the posse. Help, help! The James boys are robbing the stagecoach! The James boys, help! Wait a minute. I'm not Wyatt Earp.
What an oxymoron. Hold on, Rooster. You take me for the fool I am.
These are my personal peanuts.
Please let me have just one peanut. please, please, please.
No one can eat just one peanut.
I can eat just one peanut.
Here you go, Roy. Uno peanutto. Mm-hmm. Gee, I didn't think he could do it.
Well, you know how it is with peanuts. You eat one and you have to have another and another. Roy thought he could resist.
My, what a tasty peanut that was. What a delicious, crunchy, tasty peanut. My, no, I am not going to think about peanuts. Ah, what a nice day. It would be a nice day to watch a ball game today with some hot dogs and a bag of No, I am not going to think about yummy, tasty, oh so delish salted peanuts.
Peanuts!
It was probably about then that some unwelcome visitors to the farm got an idea.
Peanuts?
Terrific idea, brothers.
Now, Wade's a pretty generous duck.
Thanks, Wade.
Wait, you were right. I was wrong. Let me have another peanut. Please, pretty please, 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 please. It's empty.
I must have given Booker the last one. Sorry, Roy.
Well, I'll just get some more.
Well, that's what Roy thought. Unfortunately, somebody else had already beaten him to the entire crop. We didn't know at the time who had done it. All we knew was there weren't any peanuts to be found
anywhere. Orson, you've got to let me have a peanut. Just one peanut.
We don't have any more, Roy. That was the entire harvest.
I've got to have a peanut. Got to.
Roy was just a shell of his former self. In fact, if you held him up to your ear, you could hear the ocean.
Hey, surf's up, man.
Roy even went to take a nap, trying to get his mind off peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. Salted, delicious peanuts.
He was so desperate for one, he had a fully choreographed, orchestrated dream sequence.
Those lovely, luscious, round, delicious, pretty peanuts are driving me out of my mind. The smell, the taste, it's a sin to waste any peanut morsel I might find. Those blended, roasted, salted, and exalted peanuts are driving me around the bend. It's easy to see that these peanuts and me need to get together again. Look, eat the other stuff. I just want to eat peanuts. I can't get enough. It's a passion I can't fight. I know it's not a pretty sight when I've got peanuts on the brain. If I don't get one quick, or at least a salty lick, I'll go allegorically, even mandatorily, categorically insane.
Hello, Roy. I'm the peanut butter monster.
Oh, no! A monster! A monster that sticks to the roof of your mouth! Yeah!
In the meantime, I was following a trail of peanut shells. I followed it straight to my brothers. I decided to confront them, a move which will henceforth be known as mistake number one. You guys stole our peanuts.
We stole your peanuts?
Yeah, well, maybe stole is too harsh a word. Guys, don't help!
Hey, let's play Nutcracker, brother.
Wade heard my yells for help and did what he does best. Help! Stop!
I'm getting out of here. Both Orson's brothers are making peanut butter with him, chunky style. They stole all the peanuts.
You got him, huh? Like this would be a cinch, man.
Peanuts? Let me at him! I gotta have peanuts!
Guys, I don't like playing brother ball.
It's a great game, and it goes great with peanuts.
Peanuts!
Hey, don't you raw peanuts!
I gotta have them! I gotta!
Hey, look out! Stop! Peanuts! Peanuts!
Nothing was going to keep Roy from peanuts. Not even three overstuffed pig brothers.
Let me out of here.
He can have them nuts. He is what he eats.
Roy, you saved me. How can I thank you? Oh, I know.
Peanuts!
Well, it took Roy a day or two, but I think he got his fill of peanuts. Oh, potato chips. Thanks. Mmm, crispy. So, anyway, our peanut crop is safe, and we haven't seen my brothers since. You know, I can't believe someone is getting so crazed over something like peanuts. I just, say, could I have another potato chip? Well, no, just one more. Please? One more potato chip. All I want is one more. I don't think that's asking too much, honest. You know, they're really awfully good. If I could just have one more, I really can rest as a happy pig for the rest of the day.
That isn't worth a quarter, what is?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dr. Karim. I am an Egyptologist from the University of Cairo. Reverence for the cat in ancient Egypt can be traced as far back as 1000 BC.
Hear that, Odie? Cats should be treated like kings.
The pharaoh kept a cat near him at all times for luck. In fact, cat mummies have been found inside the pyramids.
Face it, I was born too late, that's all.
Garfield, you wanted me to bring you to this exhibit. Can't you be quiet?
As soon as they invent the noiseless nacho.
As you can see, we've tried to recreate scenes, scenes from daily life in ancient Egypt.
Now this is what I call a snack. There should be a law against plastic food. Hey, I demand to see the chef. This steak is overdone. I bet the pharaoh's cat had plenty to eat. What a thankless life I lead. Why couldn't I have been a cat in Egypt?
Garfield!
Let us take him down to the first aid room, just down the hall.
Will he be all right?
Oh, yes, he should be fine.
Cats should be treated like kings.
In ancient Egypt, cats were worshipped. They were treated like royalty. We are now proud to present the pharaoh, and more importantly, the pharaoh's cat.
I am slightly depressed. I think I shall go count my money.
Yes, your pharaohness.
To overthrow the pharaoh and seize his riches, we must end his luck and good fortune. How do you propose to do this? By eliminating the source of the pharaoh's good luck, his cat.
Oh, thank you very much for eating all of the food, oh cat of cats. We are truly honored.
You should be. What's next on my schedule, Royal Scribe?
Next is the royal nap, then dinner, then another royal nap, then another dinner, then nap, then dinner.
I'm getting in a rut. Change that second dinner to, late lunch.
But first, the pharaoh requests that you visit him in the pyramid.
Oh, if I must. The pyramid, boys. And don't take the freeway this time. We would have been here sooner, but it was bumper to bumper on the Nile.
Farewell, Pharaoh's feline.
The mummy of Hodihotep will get him for certain.
Hey, I'm supposed to be revered. Yoo-hoo, Pharaoh John, where are you? Anybody to home? Pharaoh John, is that you? It's the mummy of Hodihotep. Nice mummy. Yeah, down boy, down mummy. No, no, it's the curse of the mummy's tongue. Help, anyone? Big doggy, big bandaged doggy, help. Trapped, very trapped. There's only one way to deal with a mummy puppy. Want to fetch the stick boy?
What is the meaning of this?
We are overthrowing you, Pharaoh Arbuckle. Your reign has ended.
Where's the royal cat who brings me good luck?
The royal cat is history, Pharaoh. We are taking over and...
Hey, can I make an entrance or what?
Guards, seize those traitors.
Our plan has failed.
After them. They're escaping.
Giddy up, mummy.
The royal cat has brought me luck again.
You bet your sphinx I did. Hey, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I'd rather be back in the pyramid.
Garfield, snap out of it.
Don't trust him, Pharaoh. He tried to seal me in the pyramids with the giant Odie mummy.
Garfield, relax. You got a bump, and we brought you here to first aid.
Oh, I'm not in ancient Egypt. What an awful place to be. Food wasn't bad, though.
Mr. Arbuckle, is your cat always this peculiar?
The mummy of Hodihotep! Huh? Help! Anybody! Help!
Actually, this is pretty close to normal for Garfield.